Mr. Berkus Pesach, 7th and Aleph, 8th of Av.
Kol Kli Hokin Boy Akar Roiv Tashmishoi. Right, since it's Kabbalah Kach Poltoi, so depending on how you used it, that's how you have to take the Blias out. So what if you used it in different ways? So it goes by the Roiv Tashmish. So a kara, which is normally used as a cliche, you know, a kara means a dish. So even if sometimes you use it as a klibishin al eish, right? Sometimes you do that, you take a regular dish and put that straight onto the fire. So then, it could happen. What? Oh. Oh. So it's really functions as a cliche, but you use it to... Oh, so it depends. What's the Roiv Tashmish? So, if the Roiv Tashmish is a Kairo, it's a Klisheni. But sometimes you use it as a Klivishin on the fire. Kivin Sharoi Tashmish Nu, the Eroi. Shema Oralem, the Klivishin, I'm sorry, not Klisheni exactly. Eroi Klivishin, really, because you're pouring it in, you know, from the Klivishin. So, therefore, Kakoach Sharon. So, to Kasher it, it's enough to do Eroi Klivishin, even though sometimes you put it on the fire. But there is machmirin to do hagol in a real klivishin, since sometimes you put it on. V'cheinu aminig. V'cheinu aminig. V'chein v'chol davar sheish lach v'shem v'shnam v'shvoy v'klivishin v'chon kapitz v'chadoyim v'lizeh. Anything that you might have, you know, a spoon that you don't normally put into klivishin. But sometimes you might have. You might have gone and put it in and mixed it up. You used it to mix up the food in the klivishin. You should be machmir to kasher it in a klivishin. Ah, that's how it makes sense. That's what people do really nowadays. You don't see, you know, you have a spoon you put into a klivishin to kasher it. Mr. Brewer came and shereit tashmishin. Go adin kelim shemisham shemim b'tzoynein. Even if you use it with coal, dial in the steeple of the day as well. Ah. So according to the shito, that you go by the roiv, if you have something that alpi roiv you use with coal, it's enough just to wash it out. Even though sometimes you use it for hot, because according to the shito, you'll have to go by the roiv. So just like we're saying you go by the roiv with how you kosher it, so too, in this case, you also go by the roiv. That if alpi roiv you use it with coal, you don't have to kosher it at all. Kachloch Sharon, meaning Eroi Klivishin, because Makam in Yadua should toich meets leiz or stab shu boy chomets for Klivishin mamish, apa bi shikatash mishaloi tomenu ay de Eroi oi beklisheni, sikh in a golem Klivishin, dabko aliba de kule amo, then by de or toich liban. Ah. So even though here there's a makloikas, that the shito that the machab is bringing lakula is that you'll have to go by the rois. So if Alpi Roiv, this is used in a klisheni, even though it's sometimes used in a klivishin, it's enough to kasher in a klisheni. Even so, this shita would agree that if you used it, if one of those miyut times that you use in a klivishin happens to have taken place within the last me'ez la'ez, in the last 24 hours, even this shita would agree you have to do the higher level of kashering, either klivishin or if you put it on the fire, ma'amish libun, but that's what he's saying. V'cheinu aminig, Dr. Ma, the aminig is to be machmir, to kasher it in the thing that even though it's not used the roiv of the time, but still to be machmir and kasher it there anyway. V'gamakam b'di'eved, samchinna de'er v'sharinu b'di'eved. If you didn't do that, you can be samach on the first shita that's in the mechadeh. V'chein b'chol dover, so and anything that you might have put in a klivishin, v'adid, m'yesh lochish, n'shtamish b'lefama, m'yideh or, same thing, same idea. If according to this shita, if sometimes you might have used it on the or mamish, like you know, to move the food on the or itself, on the fire itself, tarech liben dafko, or liben kal, but liben kal for something like that would be enough. Like the remark mentioned earlier, the idea of liben kal, because over here it's a chumrah anyway, or it's a yesh machmir anyway. So, right, that it being choshish for the meat times it was used, so therefore liben kal would be enough. Yeah. I will stop you.